You've heard Trideside Assistance. My name is Caitlin. Are you calling from a safe and secure location?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And are you in need of roadside assistance today? Or are you calling to check on a previous ticket?
No. I'm in need of it today, but I just got my got a policy, and I haven't. I don't have the papers with me, and I haven't registered, so I can't. I can't look it up online to see how.
Okay, have you had it more than 72 hours, or did you just get it set up today?
No, it was.
Okay, we can try and set it up with your name, see if that'll pull your information up. What's going to be your first and last name spelled out, please?
Sherry, Sherri, Bradford, Bradford.
And what would be a telephone number that we could reach you at if you wish to continue?
678-768-1951. I'm trying to think if I gave them that number or if I gave them that one phone that's dying. But that's the number I'm using right now.
All right. So it didn't pull anything up with the name. It's asking for the member ID number or the full VIN number to try.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I can just get out of the car. I'm trying to look at the date that I did it. I can't close the door. The key's in there because it'll lock me out. Where do I have the key? Should have been right by. Okay. Sorry. Wow, I can't read that. Let me get my thing out of my car. Out of my purse. Oh my goodness, I can't read that.
Yes, ma'am.
VIN number is the letter J N 8 A Z is in zebra. 08, the letter T, the number 84, letter W 217053.
One moment. All right, that did pull something up. Can you verify the home address registered to your policy?
It should be 1 Poplar Street, Porterdale, Georgia, Covington, 30014.
It's actually under another address.
You know what? I told him that when they reprinted my paper for me, my declaration page, it has my address on there. But 5130 Beatty Drive, it was on my license, what he put in at first.
That's fine. That was it. Can you verify the year, make, model, and color of your disabled vehicle today?
It's silver, 2004 Nissan Murano. I just don't need it under my old address. I don't like that. I mean, I need it to be able to be clear if I...
Completely understandable. You would just... you can just give them that address. It's fine. What's going on with your vehicle today?
My battery. I'm sitting out at Publix, and I can't start my car. I came here after work, and then I went inside. I got some chicken, came out, and started the car, and was able to. I couldn't go in reverse. And then I put it in drive, and then I moved down one parking space. And then two people had jumped me.
Okay.
And they jumped me and ran. And then, because
so
they
the
had
jump
to
didn't
go,
work.
And I'm just sitting here. So.
Okay. So you want to go ahead and get set up for a tow?
Please. Pretty All please right. and pretty please. But not to 5130. I'm right
I'll ask
here.
You for the address. That's fine. Give me 1 minute.
Thank you.
Did you say your vehicle would still shift into neutral or not?
Yes. It's I mean it's fun. It's weird because the doors are locking and unlocking. And usually, I mean, I've had a car die that, but a guy came over and tested the battery and said it was really dead. And then he tried to give me a jump off his little portable one.
Okay. Will
and
the vehicle still go into neutral?
Oh, sorry. You did ask me that, didn't you? Wait, how am I trying to do it? Yeah. I mean.
Okay.
Wait, that means when I have the.
Like if you can just shift it to the end.
Only when I put my foot on it and turn the key. Yeah.
Okay. And the vehicle, has it been modified in any type of way, raised, lowered, or on rims?
No.
And it's not currently in a parking garage, is it?
No, I'm in a parking lot.
All right. And you're going to be the person with the vehicle when they come to pick it up, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to use that telephone number to reach you out of 678-768-1951.
Yes, 1951.
I do have to go ahead and advise you. You may be responsible for alternate transportation for yourself due to COVID. We can ask, but we can't guarantee. Were you needing a ride?
Yeah. I'm going to have to call somebody.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I'll definitely ask them if they can give you a ride. And you said you were at a Publix. What city is that?
Covington, Brownbridge Road, Brownbridge and Salem Road.
All right, 1 moment.
I'm going to start making that noise.
And did you say Brownbridge?
Mm-hmm. Brownbridge and Salem Road.
All right, just wanted to make sure. And what's the address that you're wanting to have the vehicle towed to?
1 Poplar Street, Covington, Georgia, 30014.
All right, 1 second while I pull it up.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have it at home. So I don't know what... It's like I need to tow it somewhere else, but how do I tow it somewhere else? And now I don't know.
No.
What's going to it?
Now, when I type in 1 Poplar Street, Covington, it's putting it in Porterdale. Is that the same thing next to a post office?
Sorry. I said Covington, that's not what I meant.
No, you're fine. I just wanted to make sure that was right.
It's Porterdale. I mean, I moved 3 months ago, so I'm like,
it's all good.
Everything, and I'm freezing right now. I mean, I've got 5 coats in the back of the car, so I don't know why I don't put them on when I get out here with these people. So.
I'm gonna go walk around Publix for a little while. So once we disconnect, I'm gonna go ahead and start calling around to get somebody out there to tow that vehicle for you. Once we do have your provider secured, you are going to get a text message with the name of the company that's going to come and assist you, their telephone number, and your estimated time of arrival as well. If I'm not able to find you a provider that can give you a ride, I would call you back and let you know before we dispatched out so you can make arrangements, okay?
Thank you.
If you do get the text
that.
Message with the information, then you're good to ride with them, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're
that.
Welcome. Thank you for calling. Like I said, you should be getting that information via text here shortly, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.